RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, I know. It's been a long week. It's been crazy. All the walang pasok announcements.
That's true. The heat.
Yeah.
But, you know, other personal stuff. Like, it felt like such a long week. Like, when I finally realized it was a Thursday yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, it's already a Thursday. I felt like this week was like 2 weeks long.
Yep.
It felt long. But yeah, it's a Friday.
It is.
Yay.
We get to rest.
I know.
The next couple days.
I know.
I'll be here Sunday, actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, same. Well, not here, but we do have something happening. But gets, like,
still,
that felt long. You know, like, there are certain weeks that parang like, what? Friday na? Parang medyo mabilis yung takbo. Ito parang like,
oh my God, finally.
No, why it felt so long. Okay, but today we do have a top 10 for today. Thanking Mila Rotzi for the topic. You can take this seriously, like literally, but, you know, generally we're looking for the sarcastic, you know, version of our top 10.
Okay.
The top 10, hashtag happy for you.
Oh, the way you said that.
Alam mo yung ano ka, runner up ka.
Happy for you.
Happy for you. Or nakuha niya yung role na inauditionan mo.
Uh-oh.
Happy for you.
May kasamang eye roll.
Medyo may ganon. So for example, you're living out my dream wedding. The one we planned together. But with someone else.
Ooh, child.
Happy for you.
That's the worst.
Like, literally,
please.
Lahat ng mga pinlano natin na ganiting gagawin natin sa March, ganiting gagawin natin sa reception, ito yung imbitahin natin na host, TMR, tapos ito yung banda na magtutugtugtugtugtug.
Ano? Magtutugtugtugtug. Hindi, sobrang daming songs na tutugtugin. Kaya,
matutugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtugtug
very Roll the Credits by Paula De Anima.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Roll the Credits.
Right? It's like,
I have not heard that song.
We wrote
in a while.
The script together and now this bitch is starring in my movie.
Exactly.
No
exactly
way, Jose.
That. So happy for you. Another example. I've done everything right. Been the perfect son. You've done everything wrong. Been the black sheep. But you're still the favorite. The beloved one.
Happy for you.
I'm a dramatic ng top 10.
Then again.
It's so dramatic.
I do feel like with parents kasi, if it was not all cases okay, but sometimes if you're the achiever, then they know that you're okay. You're going to be okay
in life.
You're
going to be fine.
Like, with or without them. Mm. Now, the person that needs them the most, sometimes, pwedeng yun yung favorite because yun nga, they feel needed. Or sometimes, hindi naman nila necessarily favorite, but it just comes across that way. Kasi nga, they're always helping that person out, yeah. Always looking out for them. Pwede rin naman kasi nga na parang, kasi kailangan niya.
That is true. Well, ang ano rin yung another version of it is, regardless of how they treat you, whether it's equal or whatever, ramdam mo lang yung fondness. And you know that you're not just imagining things. Mm. Yung parang iba yung, they sort of light up when they see the other sibling, that specific sibling. They're just more animated.
Uh-huh.
They just have more cuento.
Mm.
And you know, kids and parents feel it. You know, same thing with parents. Yung, pag alam mo na yung kids nyo mas malapit dun sa isa.
Right.
Dun sa asawa mo. Parang, I guess that's the part that's so...
feeling good at the end of the day, we're all people. We're
that's
all just
true.
People. And,
that
you know, you just
true.
Get along better with some more than others.
Alam mo yung wala lang.
You vibe with them more than the other person.
It's nobody's fault. You
yeah.
just get along
and
better.
You don't love them any less.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And another example, when you were at your worst, I loved you. Now that you're at your best, you love her. Happy for you.
Ouch.
Yung parang inayos kita eh. Tapos ngayon gawa ka na.
Pinagtsagaan kita eh.
Nung sira-sira ka, ako yung nagtsagang to piece together the shattered little pieces.
Ooh, Chad.
And now that you're okay, now that you're fine, now that you're fixed, now that you're great, you move on to somebody you really love.
And yan, ako ang nagsalop.
Hindi, ako ang
ako
nagtanim.
Nagtanim.
Ako ang umani.
Ako ang nagsaing. Iba
ang kumain. Parang sarap na sarap sila sa pagkakakain nila. Doon sa kanin.
Of dun course. Kanin. Of course. Gutom. Tas gutom
ikaw,
sila.
Nga. Ay.
Nga nga, pero wali.
Pero wali. Alam mo yung lonely nga nga.
No. Or pwede namang may isubos eh, pero hindi yung kanin na pinaghirapan mo. A different kanin na. Malay mo, ulam na isubos yung hotdog.
Basta gusto mo. Basta gusto mo ba eh, di ba?
Or sometimes blessing in disguise din pala, di ba? Na parang maybe that
subo
person wasn't meant for you. Parang huwag natin pagsamahan yung subo sa blessing. Medyo.
Hindi. I mean, food is blessing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hello. And
subo in disguise, I can't.
Hindi. Parang subo in disguise. Di ba? Like, naka-blindfold ka. Wala mo ko. Ano to, ha?
Ito na.
Ano to? Apple. Oh, good. Ito. Orange. Good. Ito.
Banana.
B. Ayan. Yes.
May gag factor. Kasi
meron
medyo,
ganon.
You know,
ganon.
Baka hindi na ano.
Okay.
Naputol.
Okay. And happy for you. Lahat ng pangarap ko, naabot mo. Lahat ng minahal ko, ikaw ang minahal. Lahat ng gusto ko, nakamtan mo.
Oh, wow. You're the one.
alam mo yung it's weird. Like, lalo na pag hindi naman nila sinasadya.
But like, for like, some reason, things just keep falling
right
on their laps. At the hashtag blessed.
alam mo yung, kunyari gusto ko maging, kunyari childhood friends tayo, gusto ko maging doktor. Hindi ako natanggap sa biology, for example. So, ikaw naging successful doctor. Gusto ko maging mayaman all my life. Tapos ikaw yung imaman. Gusto ko certain girls back in college. Ikaw yung sinagot. You know what I mean? Like, yung parang minsan hindi naman niya literally like, okay, let me go after everything that you want. But for some reason, it falls on their lap.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks.
Oh, I can't imagine. That must be frustrating. Like, give the other person a win too.
Happy for you. Pero friend mo siya, so hindi mo naman, at saka yung nga, hindi ka naman niya inagawan.
Yeah.
Talagang nakuha lang niya. So
do you think
like,
you can stay friends with someone like that? For example, kasi it's easy to say yes kung isa lang na aspect. Kunyari nga,
yeah.
Parang like one dream na gusto mo siya yung nakapag-fulfill or yung crush mo sa kanya na punta. It's fine, I guess, if it's a one-time thing or a one-off. Pero if for some reason, palaging nangyayari.
Pag lahat, for my own...
Sanity.
Yeah, I'd probably like. You know what? Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, because you're my friend, I am happy for you. But I'd rather not see it. I'd rather not have ringside seats.
Exactly.
To you enjoying everything that I want. But I'm doing this for me. But trust me, I am happy for you. I just can't be in the front row seats.
True.
Yeah.
At saka I guess parang yung parang ano lang. Di naman friendship breakup. But I feel like pag ganyan, friendship cool off.
Parang take a step back.
Yes, and then find your own happiness na siguro naman hindi na mapupunta sa kanya kasi napunta na lahat sa kanya yung iba, di ba?
Alam mo, honestly, like, career, kaya ko. Let's say, sports, hobbies, kaya ko. Siguro yung pinaka, I would need to step back a little bit. Pag love. Romance, pag love. Medyo mahirap for me. Yung kunyari, yung super ultimate, super kaduper crush ko. Tapos bestie ko yung magiging jowa.
So parang it's a D parang, that's hard to take.
Is there?
Ano lang, it's an L. That's hard. Yun, it's a defeat, eh. Sige, a defeat. It's an L na lang. It's an L that's hard to take.
Oo. Parang dun siguro yung pinaka ako magsa-struggle. Kasi it's a, I don't know, ah, like, iba kasi yung career, yung parang like, oh, congrats, you know, I wanted to have that, but you got it. You know, you're my friend. You know, I siguro I can take it. Yung, kunyari sa sports or whatever, yung hobbies, games. Ah, sige, fine, that's fine. Pero pag ganun, pag yung like, love,
you'll take it to heart talaga.
I'll take it to heart. And it's going to be difficult for me to bounce back.
That hits different, I guess, for some
people. It's different. And I cannot hang out with you two. Kunyari, my ultimate crush and my best friend. And
oh my
together.
Gosh.
Parang like, siguro pass. Pass na. I know that, especially the friend, would probably be like, I hope nothing changes. I hope we can still hang out. I can't.
I can't imagine.
And not, ano, not being bitter about it. It's more like, it'll hurt me too much. Parang, nothing against you guys. Like, you live your life happily. Yeah. But I can't hang out with you.
I think same.
It would hurt.
My gosh, I wouldn't be able to accept it.
Right? Ako nga ma-accept ko eh. Just leave me out of it.
Just imagining it is like pissing me off.
Right? I can't.
Hindi kaya yung ganon. My totoo, gosh. Totoo. No way.
And one last, happy for you. Ako yung baon sa utang. Ikaw yung anak mayaman. Tapos, ikaw ang nanalo ng Lotto jackpot.
Ay, naku naman.
Like all your life. All your life, you never needed any money.
Worse, ikaw, every day may inaalagaan. Kataya ka ng Tesha. One time tumaya, tapos jackpot.
Alam mo yung ano, yung dahil nga parang friends kayo. Parang sinasamahan ka niya.
Tapos naisip na parang, yung tumaya like, din.
Parang, friend, kailangan ko talunan. Alam, kasama mo ako, tatay ako, Lotto. O sige, ako na rin magla-lucky pick.
Tapos siya yung nanalo. Feeling ko, if you were in this situation, as long as you give me like
Malato.
Na hindi 2,000 pesos.
Alam mo, kinikwento ko kay Nikki.
Narinig ko
yun. Tawa siya ng tawa.
Walang kwenta.
Saka, alam mo, you know what? F it. 2,500.
2.5 million.
Thank
you. Million. I will accept. Alam mo, pwede mo ng 2.5 tapos yung may kasulatan na lalayuan mo na.
Layuan mo ang asawa ko. Etong 2.5.
Sige. Pwede na siguro.
GG. Hindi, pero gets. Like, pero hindi, pero yun. Like, for example, pag ganun, yung mga loto-loto. I can deal with that. I'll be literally happy for you. It's really just
it's
the
destiny.
Romance part. It's really just the
diba
romance.
Diba pag yung mga loto-loto, kasi parang, that can't be
helped. Oh, I'd be like, just I'd be celebrating
fate
with you.
Fate decided na siya'y
mananalo.
But
it's really the romance. Mm-mm. I can't. I really can't. Yun yung hindi ko kaya siguro. Yun yung, most of the time, I can be like the bigger person. Pero pag
yung sa
love. Ultimate love ko, tapos biglang naging kayo. Tapos best friend ko. Ay, girl.
That'd be too much.
Yeah. Hindi ko naman kayo isasabotage. Pero siguro, I won't hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
Just hang out with other people. But there you go. Sige, it's going to be like a super dramatic top 10. Kasi very sarcastic yung happy. Labas sa ilong. Happy. If you want to join us, go ahead, send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag happy for you in all your posts.
So you've got requests and greets. You can send them by the text line 0961-1367-931. Also via x at rx931. We're going to give you the Monster news in just a little bit, so wait up for that. On the Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel today, all the way till 10, only here on the Monster. Good morning. Monster, RX93.1, time for the Monster news right here on the Morning Rush. Let's talk about the class suspensions for Friday, April 26, 2024. So, again, face-to-face classes have been suspended in some areas due to high heat conditions. So, schools in these areas have been advised to shift to asynchronous classes or alternative learning modalities. In the areas where private schools are not specified, the suspension of in-person classes is left to the discretion of school authorities. So, in Metro Manila, Caloocan City, all levels, public and private. Las Piñas City, all levels, public and private. Malabon, all levels, public. City of Manila, all levels, public and private. Muntinlupa, all levels, public. Parañaque, all levels, public and private. Pasay City, all levels, public and private. And Quezon City, heat index expected to reach 41 degrees. Public schools automatically shift to asynchronous learning when the heat index reaches 40 degrees.
Wow. Because I really do remember high 30s was something that people would be talking about all
mm-hmm.
And then now it's like 40 plus. Like, it's insane.
It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
I distinctly remember being like, alam mo ba kung anong temperature sa labas? 35. Tapos parang big deal na sa atin.
Yeah, yun. I do remember.
And now
I remember
like
those days.
45, 46. Like, what's going on?
Kasi nga before, I would usually base it on how close it is to the temperature pag inaapoy ka ng lagnat.
Yes.
And it's usually like 39 to 40, right?
Yeah. 40 for us is like the convulsion na. Hindi, totoo yun yung nagdi-delirio na. Yung gano'n, yung pag ganong level na.
And now, we're over 40.
I can't.
Like, how? How did we get to this point? Well, global warming. I mean...
Tapos, di ba, no, i-insist mo pa na walang, na, ano lang daw yun. Di ba, marami
normal
pa rin.
Until,
no, until now, di ba, ano nila na, it's a scam. Oh. Yung climate change, na there's no such thing. That they only brought it up because merong basta merong mga gusto silang gawin na so they
may
came up
agenda
with this kakamimi thing na
I mean
fake climate change. Hello,
come on,
fake pa ba to? We're like literally living it. Tapos diba like the yung mga the last time we went to El Nido, the resort that we went to, parang meron silang bar restaurant tapos swimming pool magkatabi yun. Tapos parang merong little step down. Sige, mga 3, 4, 5 steps to the beach.
Okay.
Tapos, pag nag-step down ka, nandun na yung water.
Mm.
Yung kumbaga tumatama na dun sa parang wall where the restaurant and the pool are. Tapos, we were like, grabe, no? Ang ganda nung pagka-position nyo. And then, kinuwento sa amin ng waiter, it wasn't always like that. Like, when they built the resort, the water was malayo. Dati yan, pag bumaba ka dun sa steps, it's just dry beach.
Like, more steps.
Maglalakad ka pa. And then, ando na yung water.
But now?
Now it's there. And they're like, wow. we don't know
now,
why.
That's kind of scary, though.
It's really scary. Like,
because it's coming closer and closer. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So they were like, di namin alam, gagawin pag biglang umakyat na siya all the way up to
the
pool.
Yeah, like,
how do you move a swimming pool?
Who knows how, like, what it's going to look like in 5, 10 years,
exactly.
Right?
So...
Ucha. So again, just stay hydrated.
Please.
Stay indoors.
Stay safe.
Turn your like ACs on. Wag magtipid.
True. Kung wala electric
fan.
Or literally, kung kunyari talagang wala kayong like aircon or anything that would take the heat down, magbabad kayo sa
shower.
Sa shower or know.
Or if you can't, like maybe go to the mall.
Yeah.
Mag-ikot-ikot na lang kayo and enjoy the AC.
Or something as simple as ano, yung meron kang little tabo with bimpo and water.
Yeah.
Every so often, like, wet your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos may electric fan ka. Yun, that would help a lot.
Yeah.
That would help a lot.
So, good luck to us.
Yeah.
Who knows? Next week, I guess, we'll see. We'll see what happens next week.
I know,
I have a feeling,
right?
It's gonna be more of the same.
Naman, no?
I know.
Mag-ease up ng konti.
But it rained in some areas yesterday, didn't it?
You know what? In Eastwood, I thought it was going to rain. Kasi like thunderstorm? Hindi storm eh. Like thunder.
Okay.
Like kumukulog nonstop.
I saw some friends' IG stories na umulan sa areas nila.
Yeah.
But I guess only in certain parts of
a rain shower wouldn't hurt.
of Metro Manila. But there you go. That's the Monster News for you this hour. We'll have more for you in the coming hours on the Monster. Summer's hottest, Monster, RX93.1. If you enjoy a K-pop, you should check out Monster K-pop Weekly. That happens every Saturday with Gail from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Welcome to hour number two of the show. I'm Hazel Hottie.
I'm Chico Garcia.
Speaking of friends, we do have a couple of friends locked in. Now, let's say good morning to JC and Chino.
Wow.
They're both locked in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, so
and
early.
I know. And what was your comment when I told you where they were going?
Rianak natin.
Oh, sige, sige.
Oh, sige, sige.
Rianak natin. Kinig pala si Anoy. Let's greet Chino and JC because they're tuned in. They're on the way to watch Nick's Sixers game 3 at a sports bar.
Oh my gosh. So straight.
You guys enjoy the game.
Enjoy.
Hope to see you both soon.
Amisan b-ball tayo, guys.
No! Not b-ball!
What? They like b-ball. So, yeah, let's you know, shoot some hoops.
Sure, Chan. On a Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
So many names to mention. Saying good morning first to these people on X. Choose blank. Good morning, Helmerito. Hello to Mona. Amunado Rabat. Ikaw pala to
Si Hamonado Raval, si Raconesa. Ano ba apelido niya?
Ewan ko kay Raconesa.
Si Raconesa Racatera.
Si Rambutana.
Rambutana.
Archer says, good morning, Doc Wins. Hello to Genshin Impacto. Also saying hello to Junko and, or Junko. Hello to Sok as well. Saying good morning to these textures, 0961137931. A lot of people are sending in their TMR watch list for later. Hello to Luis Silog, Farmer Sanchez, Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. What's up to Elmer Velasco? Also saying good morning to Mrs. John. Have you watched, ano yung sabi mo kay Ivana nani?
Sino?
Si Ivana. Ano yung name niya?
I don't know.
Amina. Modi something. Hello to, have you watched her vlog with PA Dao?
Oh, I have not. So did they have?
I guess.
Do they have like a project together?
No idea.
Okay.
Hello to Jonas and good morning to Edward Villiona who says, weekend na, hydrate. Stay hydrated, everyone. What's up to Erica? Good morning to your friend Sandanica. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Joni Claude's locked in. Also, Sophia says, happy Friday. Please greet my brother John and his bride Jen. They're getting married today.
Oh, congratulations.
Love
best wishes.
That. Best wishes. Hello to Japat from Stockholm. We also have Mar. Justin Sayana, the Jedi Master, says good morning, as always, to the D2 Run Crew and the UP Dreamers. Jerome Santos is locked in. Hansel says, good morning, TMR. Same sentiment. It's a very long week, but we made it through.
I know.
Hello to Raymond Reason. Also, he says, please pray for me. I have an interview for promotion this morning. Get perfect yung topic today. Sana I won't say happy for you to another candidate.
Else? Oh, no.
Mai says hello. And Yon Tifian is locked in live from La Gindingan Airport. Nakita ko din yung King of Musicals and Mr. Universe na may niluluto din for Netflix. Kaka-excite. And she took a photo of the magazine that features Marky. Hello to Jose and what's up to Nina Hidalgo or according to Chico, Ninat Hidalgo. ang lakas maka Demi Lovato ng Happy For You shower song ni Anissa yung Stone Cold. Try mo ngang kantahin, Chico, please.
Mm-hmm. Sige, mamaya.
You and, remember Stone Cold?
Yes. Actually, may entry.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get to the entries. That's it for greets for now.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 courtesy of Milarazzi. Happy For You in a very sarcastic way. So let's start off with Designer Dad.
Number 10.
nakuha mo yung promotion na gusto ko ng matagal, na matagal ko ng tina-target, kahit kinuha mo yung idea ko for your project campaign.
Oof.
Or alam mo yung ano, yung di naman inagaw, but like for example, ngayon Drag Race, di ba, merong mga challenge mm. yan, na design challenge. Ikaw meron ka ng naisip, na that's already your design. And here comes another contestant, and they're like, I don't have any idea. And then you're like, oh, what if you do, why don't you do this? Which is something that you don't want to do, because obviously you're doing something uh-huh. else, right? But that idea ended up being the winning idea.
Oof.
Ang tough, di ba? Kasi parang hindi naman niya inagaw. I mean, kaya mo nga sinuggest kasi, you know.
I mean, you willingly
suggested it.
That suggestion.
But you didn't know that it was the idea.
But at the end of the day, credit still goes to them.
Totoo naman.
Kasi sila pa rin yung nag-develop ng idea mo. I mean, yeah, you can get a shout-out, but, diba? Don't expect anything more than that.
Actually. And from 7070.
Number 9.
Happy for you kasi nag-top ka sa quiz / exam natin kahit na ako yung second place. At ako ang nagturo sa'yo.
Oh no!
Alam mo yung medyo nag-tutor ka for them.
Uh-huh.
Yung you kind of like help them out. They couldn't understand the lesson. Ikaw yung nag-explain. Blah, blah, blah.
And then they beat you pa.
Ooh, that's...
Eh, tapos ano, close. Number two ka.
Maybe
kumbaga, just a couple points behind.
Kung hindi mo siya tinuruan, posibleng ikaw yung number one.
Ouch. Oh, I'd regret it.
I know, right?
Being
know,
a
right?
competitive person, I'd be like, oh my God, never again.
Never again. Maghanap ka ng magtuturo sa'yo. And for Maxim De Winter.
Number 8.
To my co-fans na nagka-moment with Lodi, na katulad ng mga nasa fantasy ko, I'm happy for you. I mean, obviously, I would rather that it was me, but parang I know how it feels to be a fan. So when I see another fan get something that I wish happened to me, I mean, obviously, there's that kurot, but yeah, I'm happy for you.
No.
Oh my God.
That should be me. Enter Justin Bieber. No. Especially not like my ultimate. Like, kaya nga that, I think that explains why most of the time, people are shocked when I say, oh, no, I don't want Roger Federer to come here.
Oh, kasi nga. Oh,
and they're
yeah,
I get
it.
Bakit? Kala ko ba favorite mo siya? No, because feeling ko, if he comes here, he's gonna be surrounded by people with connections.
Yeah.
And alam mo yun, I just be pissed if I don't get the same opportunity.
Yeah, I really get what you're saying.
Parang I'd rather na pare-pareho na lang tayong walang opportunity. Diba? Parang let's just all love him from afar.
I get it. Although, ako naman, when it comes to like ganyan, okay lang. Like, hello, I mean, you...
It depends on, yun nga, depends on who we're talking about.
Even my ultimates, ha? I mean, let's face it, like, hindi naman
so, okay
ultimate.
Lang sa'yo if, kunyari, biglang pumunta rito si Chris Pratt, tapos ako yung inassign ko yung sarili ko to interview Chris Pratt.
Hindi, iba yun. Sabunutan ko. Hindi, pero guess, like, oh, sige, kunyari Chris Pratt. Diba, like, it's already happened multiple times.
Mm.
People I've really wanted to see in person. Diba, yung mga, like Makenyu, mga ganyan. Yung parang, like, oh, like, 100%.
Well,
but then when I see the interactions and everything, I'm like, I'm
okay. Well, what if specific siya to someone you actually know?
Siguro tapos, that's more difficult.
Tapos alam mo na mas matagal ka ng fan.
Ay,
or
yan.
Ikaw lang yung nagkwento dun sa tao na, uy, check out mo tong ano na to, artist na to or whatever. And then naging fan sila because of you. Tapos sila yung nakakuha ng chance to like interact with them and all.
Siguro pag ganun ka specific. Pero get, yung mga like, yung when I see meet and greet, ganyan. Hello, like, diba?
Well, that's fine. Kasi yan, equal opportunity yan for everyone.
Exactly.
You could have,
exactly.
You know, you could have gotten passes as well.
That's true.
But,
yeah.
You,
kasi diba, parang, ko
that was
pinalagpas.
More of your
hello.
Choice.
Ang dami ko na, oo, oh,
yeah.
Yun nga eh. Kaya
you
nga.
Chose to do that though.
That's
pero,
true.
Iba kasi yung parang, I'm not thinking meet and greet. I'm thinking something a little extra. Extra!
Extra, parang ano naman yun? Like, diba? Hindi kasi parang fantasy world na yun eh. Pag may extra pa na mag-dinner kayo. And, pero like realistically speaking, I guess that's also what stops me. Kasi nga parang it's such a big deal to me. And then like, even if let's say all, everything goes well.
Yeah.
And you actually get like a meet and greet, which is basically a photo and maybe a signature.
Oh, for me, that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
See, that's the thing. Even for me, it's like, well, if it's just going to be that,
yeah, yun nga. For me, okay lang yun.
Okay na to skip.
I'm thinking of like something else. Like an interview, for example.
Yun. Pag interview. That's what I'm talking about. Siguro pag interview talagang.
Diba?
I'd feel bad pag iba yung nag-interview.
Same.
Because I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Like I could have been the one to interview.
And not just the, ano, like feeling ko rin, not just yung I'm the bigger fan, but more like, oh, trust me, I have more questions that I would be able to ask.
Yep.
I wouldn't even have to Google this person. Yeah. I already have my questions ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number seven.
Ikaw yung pinagpalit niya sa 8 years relationship namin? 1 month pa lang kayo? Papakasal na kayo? Well, I'm here just trying to piece together the shattered pieces of my broken heart. Happy for you. Happy for you.
But that's usually the case, right? Uh-oh. There's even a term for it. I can't quite remember what it is, but...
Meron nga.
There's a term for this.
Yung after a super long relationship.
The next person.
Yung susunod, super sandali
pala. They propose or, yeah.
Kasal agad.
Yun nga. But there's a term for it. If you guys remember, please let us know. Nainis ako, di ko maalala. Pero anyway.
Yung very, ano, very good luck chuck.
Very that, yeah. So, diba? You basically just prepare them for the next person. And by the time the next person comes...
Gina agad sila.
Ready na. Uh-oh. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I'd feel. Parang... I don't think I've ever experienced it. No, I don't. I haven't.
Well, kaya ko if medyo... Yung... Kunyari very mutual yung breakup. You know what I mean? Like I had my reasons too. And I wanted to break up too.
And it's not because walang nangyayari dun sa relationship that it's not moving forward to like the next level.
Yung kunyari, I have my reasons and they're valid reasons for breaking up. Even if that happens, I'd be like, ano pa nga ako? Dodge the bullet.
I guess in a
may ganun pa ako, to be honest. I'm like, hindi ako maiinggit. Kasi nga, well, I did break up with you. Gets.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Parang or, ano ba to? The taxi cab theory, asks Tino.
Ooh, what's that?
So the taxi cab theory is from Sex and the City. It's basically the idea that men see dating like taxi cabs. In that, if a taxi has its lights light off, it's not looking to pick up any riders. And it doesn't matter how hard you try to flag it down, you're not going to get picked up.
Alam mo, I've heard of this. Pero,
or the cab light theory. So why men only marry when they're ready.
I was going to say it.
It's not the person sometimes. It's even like...
This is a men thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Parang iba pa siya.
There is another
ito
term
yung,
for
ito yung
it.
Sinasabi nila na yung... Okay. To make it simple. Imagine mo si Guy. Give me a guy name.
James.
Okay. So si James, let's say... In a relationship siya with three girls, 10 years each.
Uh-huh.
Okay? For 30 years, he's been dating. So, tatlo, si girl A, girl B, girl C. Tigta 10 years sila. Pinakasalan niya si girl 3, C, kasi doon natapat yung readiness niya. It's not because mas mahal niya si C kesa kay B, kesa kay A. Meron lang silang certain switch.
When they're ready, they're ready.
When they're ready, it doesn't matter who they're with. It doesn't matter if that's their totga or their love of my life or their game changer.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. Parang ruleta siya. Kung kanino matapat, yung pag-ready na siya, yung pakakasalan niya. That's the theory.
Which is like really frustrating.
So you could be the love of his life, pero kung natapat ka too early... you're not gonna end up together. And then let's say there's this very mid girl na feeling mo parang ang layo niyan, ang pangit ng chemistry niyo, pero dun siya natapat dun sa time na ready na siya. Supposedly, according to this theory, then yun yung pakakasalan niya. Imbis na ikaw.
Do you believe in it?
No.
I think in some cases, parang accurate siya. I've seen.
You've seen.
Cases na parang
sige, feeling let's ask a guy.
I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, mother. My bad. My bad.
But I have seen it happen too. I have friends.
Diba?
They were together for 9 years. And then they broke up. Like, wala pang 1 year yung next girl. Tsaka immediately, nagka-girlfriend agad. Wala pang 1 year sila. Engaged na. Tapos yung engagement, hindi yung tipong, di ba usually engagement 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, super fast. And hindi, ano ah, like the girl didn't get pregnant or anything.
Yeah.
Like literally, they wanted to get married. And I didn't even want to talk to my other, kasi friends ko naman sila both. I couldn't talk to the girl. I wouldn't know what to say because I'm like, who are you? Because this is so weird.
Pero pag ganyan, parang there's no point na alam mo yon to take it so hard. Kasi parang, whatever, you know. Parang for me, if I were the girl, isipin ko na lang their loss. And also parang, they are lost.
Because
they're together when they shouldn't be. No, and I would think na parang, I'd rather be the girl na hindi natuloy than be the person na tinuluyan lang just because it was time. Not right. Because they felt, you know, so passionately about them or whatever.
According to the theory, it's not yung, pwede na, I'm ready. Like legit, sa brain, pag nag-switch, na-switch on na yun sa brain ng mga guys, parang they do believe that this is the one that they love the most. Like, hindi naman nila pinaprocess in a sense na, okay, I'm ready. Hindi ko ito masyadong mahal, pero ito yung pakakasalan ko. Hindi naman ganon. Like, in their heads, parang, this is more like a, from an outsider point of view. Pero inside their heads, they're like, this is the perfect girl for me.
This is the love of
this
my
is the
life.
Love, yon. So, hindi naman like, pinagtsatsagaan lang kita. Talagang in their heads, once it's switched, that's the switch.
Yeah.
Them thinking that the one they're with is the one.
Well, you can keep lying to yourself, so go ask yourself.
Oh, no.
Feeling that's how I would feel.
Ganun yung feeling
if
mo.
I were in that situation. Oh. Fortunately, I've never been in that situation. Kasi, ano.
Ayaw mo rin naman.
Hindi, tsaka parang ano na kasi. That switch had already gone off by the time that I date someone. I'm kidding.
Oh, sa mga ano dyan, sa mga mahilig sa numbers, do the math. And, do the math. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number six.
You're looking good. You're looking good. Looking.
You're looking good looking.
You're good looking and wealthy. While me, I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. Alam mo yung kasi yan, like, I don't have a hard time with this.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's the difference between envy and jealousy.
Yeah.
Kasi jealousy is, it's yours, but somebody's trying to get it.
Envy is something that's not yours.
It's not yours.
It's theirs. You want it.
You just want it. Jealousy is like, kunyari, jowa mo, tas merong nang ahas. Then it's like, that's jealousy, because it's like, wait, no, this is mine. But when somebody has something, kunyari, wealth, it's like, kaingit, ang dami niyong pera.
So,
parang ganon, like, I'm not going to be like jealous of something that was never mine to begin with.
Same.
So when I see somebody na parang yun nga, like yung mga Jeff Bezos, like, I mean, of course it's a fantasy, right, to be that rich, but I don't like take it against them for being that rich.
Yeah.
And ako naman more for fun lang yung parang wow, it must be, because I also wouldn't know what that entails. For us, parang, oh, they're living the life. Pero hindi rin natin
not
alam.
Not necessarily
diba?
The case,
for all you know,
right?
Mahirap din naman. May challenges din yung ganun. So for me, it's like, I'm fine.
You know what? I agree with you. Like, for example, I know of this person who created, like, an empire, like a business out of nothing. Like they started this business that really took off. And I know, I'm not friends with the person, pero kilala ko siya. And I know that they're not particularly the brightest.
Yeah.
Yung parang, for me, it was more like, I was in awe. Yung parang, wow, how did they come up with that? Mm-hmm. How did they manage to pull that off when they could barely, alam mo yung feeling ko, they could barely succeed in like their careers or maybe school or whatever. Yung parang, genuinely happy ka for them. Kasi parang, alam mo na parang in spite of the whatever challenges na meron yung person, naipush niya, diba? And it's actually amazing.
Yeah.
Tsaka at the same time, parang maiisip mo din talaga na parang, you know, sometimes we're given gifts but it doesn't mean na it will lead you to, for example,
that's
wealth.
True.
Alam
that's
mo yon? You just have to be grateful that you were given those gifts. Maybe they're meant to be used for other stuff.
Yeah. That's why, ano eh, yun nga, siguro it's harder for me to process yung jealousy.
Yung kasi sayo, feeling ko, may threat of like, other people getting it.
Kahit hindi naman it was mine, pero pag feeling ko, dapat it was mine. Yung I actually had a chance.
Or naging sayo, pero nawala.
Parang ganon. Or, kunyari nga, like kunyari, for example, like a promotion. Mm. Yung, it wasn't mine, but I was in the running. Yun, I'll have a bit of a difficulty with that kasi I felt like I actually had a chance. As opposed to, yun parang pinag-uusapan natin. Kunyari yung mga meet and greet gift. Punta si Chris Pratt, punta si Tom Holland. And then I see other fans having like wonderful moments with them. Eh parang like, eh, hindi naman akin yun. Hindi naman sila pumunta dito for me.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to let it go. But if it's like something that I was actually a contender for.
I get it. Yeah.
It's harder.
Obviously.
It is harder.
Kasi medyo you got your hopes up na ikaw eh.
Pwedeng sa akin to eh, pero sa iba na punta. Then it might be like
more difficult.
Medyo mas matagal yung processing before I'm okay with the idea.
You're like you don't get over that
right?
So easily.
Oo eh. And from Al Macchiato.
Number five.
I defended my mom when Kuya was being a jerk to her. But surprisingly, my mom took my kuya's side and even scolded me for disrespecting him. Kasi nga parang ginesbaka niya eh. Pero the mom found it rude, yung pag-resback niya. On top of that, she threatened not to come to my wedding unless I invite kuya.
Oh so, my gosh.
I'm happy for you both that you're always on each other's side.
That's really difficult.
That's tough.
I mean, you were only protecting her. You were trying to protect
like,
her.
I could have just let him disrespect you and go my own way.
Although in a way, I get where the mom is coming from. Kasi feeling ko, yung parang, obviously, you're both her kids, so she loves both of you. Feeling ko yung kanya lang, parang, don't let this, whatever we have going, yung kami ng kuya mo, don't let that affect your relationship with your brother.
Kasi
hindi naman
sense.
Ikaw yung inaaway niya. Ako
actually,
yung inaaway niya. But then also, you can't take that against the other kid because obviously they love you. They don't
parang,
want
ano,
you to get disrespected.
I don't want to be the reason why kayong magkapatid are not talking to each other.
Yun. Oo.
Yeah, siguro it's that nga.
More like it. But I would
and
talk to my
like,
mom and like explain also. Na parang
true.
You have to understand I can't like just watch and you know
true
let him disrespect you
and her threatening not to go to your wedding it's not like she is actually not going to your wedding it's more like just to twist your arm
it's,
to invite your brother
think of it as trying to keep the family together yun lang yun
so it's not I really don't think she was going to miss your wedding it was more of like a last kumbaga desperate attempt to invite the brother.
Mm.
Para lang all things are... Kasi baka lang you might regret.
Yeah.
And it might make things worse.
Pero ang difficulty kasi dyan is you end up hating the brother more.
Yun nga. Ang hirap talaga. That's really tough. Navigating fights within the family is probably the worst. Kasi in as much as you're besties or whatever, iba yung ano ng family kasi.
Yep.
I mean, you're bombarded all your life. With the idea that you're supposed to be okay.
Uh-huh.
Because you're family.
Yeah.
Diba? It's always like family this, family that. Even if you don't actually get along, there's this pressure to get along. Diba? But in the end, sa totoo lang, and you really realize this the older you get, no matter how much you're at odds with your family, alam mo yung pag talagang gipit, sa totoo lang, it's really family you run to. Even if you didn't grow up close or you don't really spend time with each other, when the shiz hits the fan, it's your family is going to be there.
If you're lucky. You know, I see all these subreddits talking about their own like complicated families. Medyo yung iba talaga, you'd be a little shocked.
Wale talaga.
How twisted things can get.
Siguro, siguro because of how it is in our family.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yung iba talaga. As in
you
yung
abandoning
parang,
family.
They're like dead to me. Parang ganon.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero gets ko yung ano kasi. Yung, alam mo, yung sasabihin mo siya for a while. Because you're in the throes of anger.
But I guess it also depends on
pero
like where
time,
you're coming from. Ano yung, ano yung nag-trigger sa'yo for you to say that or for you to cut ties? Kasi well, there are cases na extreme naman talaga. Parang deserve. Yung parang, oh, that's for the best. Pero
siguro ano lang, siguro yung sinasabi ko more of like for the light.
Yung mga normal
away.
Ano
yung
lang.
Yung normal sibling rivalry or away magkapatid. Siguro nothing too major like, you know what I mean?
Yung medyo mga inggit-inggitan, yung mga
pag
medyo
mga ganun, or
rivalries,
just,
ganun lang.
Or you just didn't grow up
close.
Siguro yung ganung level lang.
Yeah.
Kasi syempre pag medyo kunyari
naman,
medyo personal.
If it's more serious na talaga na.
Yeah. That might be a little difficult. From Genshin Impact.
Number four.
Yung tinatrain ko siya dati sa work namin. Tapos 7 years later, siya yung naging manager sa amin. Ang maganda, di pa niya ako nakakalimutan.
Well, feeling ko that happens more than you think.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to climbing the corporate ladder, some people are just parang more skilled when it comes to that
stuff.
You
know, that's true. We go back to yung, ano ha, we go back again to the whole envy, jealousy thing. If feeling ko kasi talaga, I can do a better job, then I would feel bad. Pero meron ka naman talaga na, even if you've been the senior employee, pero pag nakita mo na, damn, this guy's good.
Right.
And I can't even come close to what he can achieve. Mm. Parang okay lang ako. I'd even feel honored that I was part of their journey.
You were considered na parang at one point you were neck and neck.
Tsaka alam mo yung parang ano, yung parang you take na lang the role of the mentor or the teacher. Alam mo yung kunyari naging teacher mo si, I don't know, Elon Musk or si Jeff Bezos. Yung parang you feel so proud na I have nothing. I mean, I'm not responsible for their success, but I'm part of it.
Yeah, naging teacher ka.
Naging teacher niya ako.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be proud to be in that role.
True.
Okay na ako dun.
I-own mo na lang yun na at one point, ikaw yung naging mentor.
And from Tampupu.
Number three.
Okay, ito na yun. Give me the truth. Me and my heart will make it through. And if happy is her, I'm happy for you. Demi Lovato.
Where? What part?
Sabi mo, kantahin ko. Sabi mo, kantahin ko.
Oh my God.
What?
Like, I have no idea what song.
What that? Stone Cold.
Huh?
Give me the truth. Me and my heart will make it through. And if happy is her, I'm happy for you.
Sige ah. Song part. Nasaan yan?
Ewan ko, give me the truth. Me and my heart will make it through. If happy is her, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you. Mm. Ah, sige ah, tingnan na. I-ano natin ah, i-brush natin. Para mahanap natin.
Yun yung God knows I try to feel happy for you. Asa na?
truth, me and my heart.
Oh, di ba? Oh. Plakado.
Oh. Oh, yung part na yun. Paano wala yun?
Oh, exacto! Give me the truth.
No.
Me and my heart will make it through. And if happy is her, I'm happy for you.
Demi Lovato, ladies and gentlemen, live in the booth.
Demi Nubato?
Demi Pakibato. Oh my gosh. Ang layo. Ay,
ang dapat kaya. Ang ganda. Well, ano yan? Poetic license.
Baka maano ka, ma-copyright as
oh
a
my gosh.
Kasi parang...
Parang without ano, no? Gosh. Without permission.
Oh, oh.
Tsaka alam mo yung problema.
Iba.
Alam mo yung problema. I improved on it. So, alam mo yung baka magalit
ginalingan mo
ano.
Pa eh, no? Parang oh. Ano eh. Sabi nga ni nila, parang baka palakado, hindi plakado. Parang may palakang kumanta, ganun.
Palakado.
Ano?
Give me the truth. Me and my heart will make it through.
It's an entirely
and if happy
song.
Is her, I'm happy. For you.
Ako hindi happy eh. Parang ikaw lang yung happy dito sa nangyayari ko.
Ang ganda kaya. Tinan niya, parang like in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. mamaya, yung bilang,
give me the truth.
Me and my heart will make it through. And if happy is her, I'm happy for you.
So parang naligaw yung last one. It's like an entirely different song when you get to the last line.
Alam niyo, ma-LSS kayo. I promise you, ma-LSS kayo.
Yun nga, sabi nga ni Kenneth Kim, ba't parang naging pabasa? Uy, tapos na yung mahal na araw.
Oh my gosh.
Kain ka na lang daw, sabi ni Melay, baka okay. Gugom lang.
Sige. From Rice Rice Baby.
Number two.
Lahat ng goal na sinulat mo noon, nagkatotoo. Mm. From career to love life, nakuha mo na. Me talking to myself in the mirror. This is the good kind.
I mean.
Like, I'm happy for you,
pat
me.
Yourself on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's really cool. I super love those, like, I don't know if it's an experiment or baka nabasa ko lang on Twitter or something. Yung ano, yung somebody wrote it down, the goals that she had in her life. And when, like, when she was much younger. Alam mo yung mga sa diary, uh-huh. Ganyan, ganyan. Tapos years later, binalikan niya, stumbled upon an entry where she wrote down all her goals.
Mm.
Na nakalimutan na niya, to be fair. Like, maybe she was young when she wrote it down.
Yeah.
And literally, every single one na-achieve niya.
Na-fulfill.
Alam mo yung, because nga, di ba, it's the whole ano nga na, when you think it, you can, yung very, ano, very, you are the universe.
You can make it happen.
If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. So pag, siguro hindi naman consciously, araw-araw, inuulit niya yung list na yun, nakalimutan na nga niya that she made the list. But because she planted the seeds, hindi mo nare-realize, you live your life working towards those goals. And then, you don't realize it, isa-isa mo silang natutupan. Kaya nga, it's kind of weird na, you know what, say it, no matter how ridiculous or delulu you sound, if there's something that you want, no matter how unreachable it may be at from
put
where you are
there.
Now, put it out there. Eh.
Put yourself out there.
Ano bang malawawala kung sasabihin mo, di ba?
So, at saka gawin mo, hindi lang yung sasabihin
naman,
mo.
Oo naman. Pero di ba, part of it, hand in hand.
Of course.
Kasi parang if you don't stretch your limits,
yeah,
you'll never find out where those limits are.
Ikaw ba anong limits mo?
Wala.
When it comes to stretching your limits.
Sa stretching, hindi ko ha-matouch yung toes. Di ko nga matouch yung
very
knees ko. Eh. Very limited.
If we're gonna do the literal stretching.
I cannot. I mean, people are amazed. Even Sheila Hazel were amazed when we did this before. I am the most inflexible person I know.
Which I'm so surprised that...
You guys were shocked. No, akala
I'm shocked
ako.
Because I do remember you being like into yoga for a time.
I was. I really got into yoga because I was so stiff.
But when you were practicing, like improved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? No. I was able to touch the floor.
Parang bumalik lang sa default.
Parang ito kasi yung norm ko siguro.
When you like, yeah.
Ito yung, oh, parang stop. Ito yung default ko. So, nag, di ba, just like anything else, yung parang nag, ano siya, atrophy. So, pag hindi mo laging ginagamit.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I was able to touch
parang
floor, my toes.
Feeling ko baligtad tayo in a way na I've always been quite flexible. Like growing up, obviously, I would do like a lot of
dancer
stunts. Oo. Which now, of course, since I stopped, parang there are a lot of things that I used to be able to do that I can't do anymore. But if I do try like the yung mga bare minimum, like touching the floor, I can do that still.
Mm-mm.
I guess because yun nga parang I come from mas flexible, parang gets baliktad, which ikaw naman. Not flexible, na naging flexible, na nawala ulit.
Bumalik sa pagiging
inflexible.
Yeah, I'm so inflexible. Like anything that has to do with flexibility. Kahit pag yung kunyari sa massage,
yeah.
Di ba yung ending usually ng massage is stretching?
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yung pag yung kunyari, something as simple as yung pag nakaupo ako dun sa massage table with my legs straight,
yeah.
Tas itutulak nila yung likod ko to go forward. And I'm like, aw. And they're like,
already?
No, seriously. Alam mo, like, I have had a couple of massage therapists say, seryoso kayo, sir? Hindi kasi akala nila nagjo-joke ako. And I'm like, hindi, masakit. Hindi ko kaya. Like, I really can't.
Oh, that, you know what?
The whole jackknife position, I can't.
Okay. Starting next week, how about we do some, like, light stretching
before
we start the show?
Sige.
It should be good for you.
You know what? Yeah.
Like just yung try to touch like the floor.
I know, right?
Let's work on that.
Kahit ganun lang.
Kahit paunti-unti.
No, sa yoga before.
If we do it every day, feeling ko ma-achieve mo naman yan.
That's what my yogi told me. Na yun nga, yung stand with your back to the wall.
Uh-huh.
Tapos you bend forward with nasa wall ka pa.
Uh-huh.
Tapos ganun para ano.
So, ang ano natin, morning, ang OBB na lang natin, ano, yung paa, tuhod, balikat, ulo. Alam niyo na, it's for Chico.
Oh,
or just like practicing.
Why go for that? But hindi na lang, give me the truth, me and my...
Kasi I'm talking about stretching your limbs, not stretching my patience.
Kasi pwede na maging yung kating ano, di ba? Ba't na kailangan paatuhod, balikat, ulo?
Sabi ni Coco, ha? Stretching ang ending ng massage? Uy, meron naman talaga stretching sa massage.
Anong klaseng massage ba ginagawa mo, Coco?
Ako dito kay Coco.
Ako dito kay Coco.
No, especially pag yung mga Thai massage, di ba?
Pero weird
that a lot.
Mas gusto ko pa yung baligtad stretch. Yung di ba isa yung nakaupo ka sa massage table with your legs straight in front of you. Tapos itutuki
ka,
di ba? Ipupush ka forward. Mas gusto ko pa yung nakadapa ako tapos hihilahin yung kamay ko from behind.
Mm.
Yung parang, what do you call that? The opposite.
Parang reverse.
Parang reverse. Uh-huh. Ano na that actually feels good. Kasi parang like, mas kaya ko mag-bend backwards, if that makes sense.
Then forwards.
Pag forwards, hindi talaga, hindi ang sakit sa, what do you call this? Yung behind the knee. That part really hurts.
Okay.
But if you pull me from behind, yung parang, what do you call that?
Whatever. Yung kunyari naka, ano, you're on your knees, tapos biglang hihilahin yung hair mo. I mean, yung No, not the hair.
Give me the time and
give me the truth.
Me and my heart will make it through.
awkward position niya, di ba? Again. From behind. I mean.
Alam mo, grabe kayo. Grabe niyo ko. Ay, naku, the respect. I get no respect.
Deserve.
Sa dami ng pinatay mong kanta. Deserve.
Deserve.
And the top.
The top entry, number one.
Happy for you comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
mas close sa'yo yung fur baby ko kahit ako ang may-ari. Ako rin kasi ang nagdidisiplina sa kanya. Kaya feeling niya, villain ako.
Oh, di ba yan yung sentiment ni babe sa mga, ano nyo?
Mm-mm.
Well, certain fur Mm-mm. babies.
Hindi, pero I get this ha. Like, kasi di ba sabi ko sa'yo, parang, for me, one of the positives of the whole pandemic, not the pandemic itself, but the era of staying home was parang me and Sinai, we found each other.
Kasi diba dati si babe lang yung gusto niya.
Oo. Pero like super...
I remember na kinukwento mo pa before.
Super hindi kami close. Diba? Like of all
namaldita,
my dogs.
Minamaldita.
Hindi talaga ako niya pinapansin. Like not at all. Tapos parang because nga the pandemic, we weren't allowed to go out. We were just at home. We were spending so much time with them. Parang, imagine mo, ilang taon na siya noon.
Mm.
Pero parang for the first time, we discovered each other. And now we're super close.
That's so cute. So it's never too late.
It's never too late. Honest. It's never too late. Pero gets, even at the time, na alam ko na like 100%. Diba usually pag mga fur babies, ano yan, 50-50, 60-40. Kay Sinai, para talagang 0-100. Like, 100 Aww. Siya kay Baby Whale, 0 siya sa akin. But even at the time, I'm okay with it. Kasi nga parang for me, pag mga fur babies, you let them kung saan nila gusto.
Right.
Parang ganun. So kung mas gusto niya kay Baby Whale, eh di go. I mean, you're still my baby, right?
Yeah.
I'll still take care of you. Basta, you know, it's good that you imprint at least on one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really get this. Ako, like, even if, let's say, I have a fur baby na mas close dun sa significant other ko, oh, go.
Yeah. Kasi,
it's not an issue at all. At
yeah,
all. Kasi nga, parang
true.
You love them, eh. And they're like your kids, so.
And you love your significant
and
other.
And you love your significant
so
other.
It's fine. Mas well, gusto, I think it's easier to say kung marami kang ibang fur babies.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
And you have your own. Like you said, at the time na hindi kayo close ni Sinai, you had Siam na ikaw naman yung 100.
Ako naman yung, oo, totoo. So, hindi, pero ano ha, like yung mga sa TikTok, yung mga sumisikat na yung the girlfriend or the wife would be so, like, ginawa nilang content ng ano nila, ng social media nila na how si Roswell, hanapin niyo to, si Roswell the cat.
Okay.
Sobrang loves the boyfriend. Tapos hindi siya talaga pinapansin at all. Yung talagang pag siya yung kumarga, bababa. Tapos pupunta dun sa boyfriend niya or husband. Uh-huh. Ano kung husband o boyfriend. Basta ganun, yung, alam mo yung, siya lang yung cat nila. No other pet. But, alam mo yung, she just finds it so amusing.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't take it personally.
That's cute.
And she super loves Roswell pa rin. Nakakatawa, tingnan niyo yung couple na yun.
Yeah.
Parang Cat Roswell or Roswell the Cat. Look for that
okay.
IG or TikTok. Super cute nila.
Yeah.
Tapos there was this one time kasi balbasarado yung boyfriend niya.
Mm.
Nag-try siya magsuot ng balba.
Baka,
kasi
baka
that's
yun the
ang gusto niya. Tapos for a while, Roswell actually like slept on her chest.
Oh!
Kasi parang it kind of worked. Pero parang after a while, na-realize rin ni Roswell na di naman ikaw yung favorite ko. Tapos lumipat na naman dun sa husband. Like, Roswell would not stay on her for more than 5 minutes. But pag yung sa boyfriend niya, he would work all day, the entire day nasa lap niya si Roswell.
Oh, wow.
So they really imprint on one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that they don't love the other one.
It's just a different bond,
I guess.
It's
just a bond that they create. Mm. Yeah. So I super get it. I super get it. So there you go, the top 10. Happy for you. If you want to join us, send it to x.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #HappyForYou in all your posts.
Only here on The Monster. Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Monster News here on The Morning Rush. Hollywood has reacted with shock to the news that the disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction has been overturned by a New York court. The fallen movie mogul was sentenced to 23 years in 2020 for two sex crimes, a decision that a court of appeals has now called the result of an unfair trial. Weinstein will remain imprisoned after also being convicted of rape in L.A. and sentenced to 16 years. Ashley Judd, who was among the first to share her allegations against him, told the New York Times, "That is unfair to survivors. We still live in our truth and we know what happened." Later at a press conference, she added, "This is what it's like to be a woman in America, living with male entitlement to our bodies." Rosanna Arquette, who also made accusations against Weinstein, said, "Harvey was rightfully convicted. It's unfortunate that the court has overturned his conviction. As a survivor, I am beyond disappointed." And many, many more of the same sentiment from different women in Hollywood.
And remember, it was the same with Bill Cosby. It was that kind of like reaction after he was released.
Yeah.
But you know, they also have their supporters then, kasi.
A statement from Weinstein referred to his state as cautiously excited before later calling it a great day for America. I can't. Oh my God. Now, the outpouring of stories detailing alleged experiences with Weinstein, if you remember, kicked off the Me Too movement in 2017 with over 80 women ultimately accusing him of various acts of sexual assault and harassment.
Yikes. I wonder, though, yung the technicality that got him off.
I know.
Diba, no? Like, what comprises an unfair trial? I am so curious. Like, in layman's terms, what makes a trial, quote-unquote, unfair? In legal terms.
In legal terms.
Yeah. To the point that you would be... Because remember, he is not acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying that he is innocent of the allegations. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is, we can't convict you because you didn't get a fair trial.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. If I'm not mistaken, okay? That's how I understand it. Iba yung acquitted, meaning walang evidence.
Innocent
ka. Hindi mo ginawa yung charges. Ito, it's more of, parang yung mga ano, remember yung sobrang alam mong guilty tas na-release kasi yung police did not do SOP.
Right.
Na para meron silang na-miss na crucial.
Yeah.
And therefore, the evidence, the damning evidence cannot be
used
because of a technicality. It doesn't mean that they're innocent. Doesn't mean that they didn't do it.
But because
we're basing the charges on evidence that wasn't taken
properly,
they get off.
Man.
So that's tough. That's
very
tough.
Very tough.
Ooh.
I can just imagine, like, you know, exactly what Ashley Judd said and Rosanna Arquette and all these women, what they must be going through right now. Ugh, not a good day at all for those women and for women in general.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. That's the Monster News for you guys this hour. And watch out for more. Of course, this happens all day on The Monster. For now, though, let's move on with more music. And in a little while, we're going to do TMR Watch List. So send yours in via X or via the text line. Only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Watch List.
Monster RX 93.1, time for TMR Watch List. It's the weekend.
Yay!
You know what that means. We can all watch the shows and movies that we want to watch. And we've got some recos for you, as always.
We do. For me, didn't get to watch a lot, to be honest. But, plus, nag-start na ulit ako sa One Piece. Diba, I stopped for a while.
Oh.
So, medyo ma-frozen delight na naman yung
other
watch
shows.
List ko kasi. Obviously. But I have two. Three, actually. Oh, look at me. Dami pala. I watched one anime, one K-drama, and the movie.
Oh.
I call it Ghostbusters, the Frozen Empire.
And?
It was fun. Alam mo, I didn't realize that after the controversial all-female Ghostbusters, meron na palang lumabas na Ghostbusters na ganito. Kumbaga sequel na to. Itong Frozen Empire.
Okay.
Meron ng Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yung ito na, sila Paul Rudd na, sila...
Mm.
So, but I completely missed that kasi that was right after the pandemic, 2021.
I kind of remember it.
Right? Ako, I don't. So, when I watched this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know, they got the old, the OG Ghostbusters. Uh-huh. And then, only to find out, lumabas na sila dun sa initial. So,
yeah.
But nevertheless, it's a very fun movie, very nostalgic for people who enjoyed the 84 version of Ghostbusters. There's a lot of fan service. I liked it. It's fun. So
okay.
For me, parang whether you're just watching it for the first time in the franchise or you're a big fan of the 84 version,
mm-hmm.
It's good for a watch.
Okay.
And I didn't watch the first one, pero I completely got on board. There was just like a reference or two. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sequel na ba to? Kasi may mga iaano sila na, well, you turned into a dog. And I was like, when did that happen? And then I'm like, baka sequel na to. Kaya ako na pa-research and then
okay.
Only to find out na,
sequel nga.
Kaya pala sequel na siya. So, yeah. The anime that I watched was Kaiju number 8.
Why does that sound familiar?
You probably see it on the streaming platform all the time. Ano lang siya? Yung parang, they're kaiju hunters. Kumbaga, think monster hunters. And then he turns into one of them.
Mm.
You know, that usual trope. It's a very common trope.
It's your thing.
Yung parang, or you, diba, like you're a vampire hunter and then you turn into a vampire. Gets?
Yeah.
So, parang you're fighting against your own kind.
Mm.
Parang you're, on paper, you're bad, but you're a hero.
Okay.
Medyo ganon. Ano siya, fun siya. Tsaka, it's easy pa to watch. Kasi, parang 2 episodes pa lang yung lumalabas. And I watched Parasite the Grey.
I keep seeing that on
the K-drama.
My, like, parang browse page or whatever.
Kasi it's weird. I had to Google it. There's Parasite the Maxim, which is an anime. So I'm like, how is it? Kasi yung Parasite nila with a Y. S-Y-T-E.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, ano ba to? Like, is it like a live action version of the anime? Apparently, no. Apparently, it's both series, the anime and the K-drama. They are basically stories about the same alien invasion.
Mm-hmm.
One from the Japanese point of view and one from the Korean point of view.
Okay.
Kumbaga, aliens invaded the Earth. Yung anime, yun yung nangyari ko. Ano yung nangyari sa Japan? Yung sa K-drama. Yun yung nangyari sa Korea. So, they're connected but they're not the same.
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay din siya. I've only seen like 1 episode. But you know what? I just might. It looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's it for me.
That's it for you. For me, I have 3 as well. I have Baby Reindeer, which I just started earlier this week. So it's really interesting. It's basically a parang drama comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Richard Gadd as Donnie Dunn. Which is like a fictionalized version of himself because
yeah.
He created this whole series. It also stars Jessica Gunning as Martha Scott, so she's stalker. See, Richard Gadd is like quote unquote just a baby reindeer. It's interesting and it's a different vibe. I'll just read the description. It's a Scottish black comedy drama thriller mini-series created by and starring Richard Gadd. So it's an adaptation of Gadd's autobiographical one-man show of the same name. And the series is based on his real-life experience of being stalked and sexually assaulted in his 20s. 7 episodes only. I think I'm on episode 5. It's intriguing. Because it's like, it's not your usual parang yung mga Lifetime stuff that I watch na may stalker. Tapos, right. You know, it's just really creepy. It seems a little more complicated because in a way, you kind of feel like, well, you're encouraging this lady. So, alam mo yon, may ganun siyang vibe. But it's really interesting. I do recommend it. I feel like a lot of people will find it interesting as well.
Because, you know, we talked about this, right? Like, you and Marky were saying that it's so good that I should watch it.
Mm.
And then I saw, like, a YouTube...
A lot of people are comparing it kind of to Misery.
They are. The movie. The YouTube clip that I watched was... Basically talking about what actually happened.
Oh.
Yung what happened to him, to Richard.
Okay.
And how the girl that it was based on is still probably out there.
Mm.
And they've disguised it so that you will not know that we're talking about her.
Oh.
And when I kind of like, they took us through about what happened in the movie and what happened in real life. Sorry, the series and what happened in real life. It's not my thing. You know I hate this. You know that this is exactly the kind of thing that I avoid. Ayaw na ayoko ng mga
ganitong
stalker.
Story.
Mga, oh my gosh. Like, it. Like, why would I torture myself? I hate this. I hate the idea. I get so creeped out. Like, it's painful for me to watch.
But parang may konting funny element tong... Ano na to eh, tong baby reindeer.
It would give me nightmares.
No, it won't. I don't think so.
It will.
Really?
I don't like these stories.
Tapos yung ano pa lang, actually, nung part pa lang na, like, I think, probably the first or second episode, yung parang, ano na, yung nagsastart na yung stalking ni Martha na would like literally she liked every single post of his, like on Facebook, like photos from years ago. Tapos yung may picture siya na, kunyari may kasama siyang girl sa photo. Who's that? Alam mo yung parang from like years ago. And then like nakita siya na online, tapos nasa messenger na, parang, are you there? And you know me, I enjoy these stories. So, I like it. Another series...
Parang naaalala mo ba yung past mo and your life? Na inaabangan mo yung teacher mo sa kanto.
But I do think na both because I've also experienced being on the other side. Oh, so, I don't know. It's just, it's fascinating to me. Another series that I started, it's called Red Eye.
Oh, wait. Wasn't this a movie?
I don't think it's the same as the Rachel McAdams movie. This is a British series that stars the hot daddy that I watched, yung Obsession by
Oh, thing. Yeah. You were telling me about this.
See, Richard Armitage. So he's the main guy in this series. London police officer DC Hannah Lee is escorting Dr. Matthew Nolan, played by Richard Armitage, back to Beijing, where he has been accused of a crime. However, on board flight 357, she finds herself embroiled in an escalating conspiracy and a growing number of murders. Maybe this will be more up your alley than Baby
That's
Reindeer.
Fine. Yeah.
And this is very exciting, huh? I have to say. Like, I had no idea what it was about. I thought it was going to be like the Rachel McAdams movie. Because I love that movie. Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
It's different though. This one's different. And para siyang mas madaming ganap. Parang yung you will be intrigued because you have no idea what's going on. Like,
okay.
Because the guy, see, Richard Armitage nga, is being accused of a crime, but he claims to be innocent. And then parang doctor kasi siya. Tapos parang ang dami nang nangyari dun sa flight na ine-escort nga siya nitong si Hannah.
Right.
And from the jump, super exciting, super action-packed. So, if you enjoy yung mga gantong thriller, for sure, you are going to be interested in watching Red Eye. And my last watch list entry for the week is, well, RuPaul's Drag Race Live Untucked. So this is like parang siyang continuation of, remember before I also watched yung Vegas Review, which revolved around the cast of RuPaul's Drag Race Live in Vegas.
Yeah.
The OG cast. Yung first iteration of that kasi they documented everything, like parang the behind the scenes of making the show.
Yeah.
Sina Naomi Smalls and sina Derek Barry, Asia O'Hara, Miss Vanjie.
Right.
Yun yung original cast. But now, it's the current girlies on the show. So, or in the show. Si Alexis Mateo, Latrice is there. Also, Bosco is like the new girly in town. Coco Montrese is in it as well.
Oh, okay.
So, wala lang. It's fun. Derek Barry is still in it. Si Derek na lang yung, I think, last remaining OG cast member. But then it's Vegas. And, you know, Derek is like Miss Vegas, right? She's been there forever. Who else is in it? Lawrence Chaney is in it as well. Pangina.
Oh, okay.
Is in it as well. So, yeah, check it out. It's actually, it's a fun, parang,
kasi it's
more
untucked,
candid.
At saka ano,
it's untucked, pero in, not just in the workroom.
Plus, or, it's not for the contest. It's for the show.
So, it's untucked, pero like, it's basically a reality show.
It is.
About the queens.
I mean behind the scenes.
And you get to know their personalities. And nakakatawa, like, first episode pa lang kasi si Pangina bagong, parang bagong breakup or something like that. So, Pangina was single at the time they were shooting it. I don't know what's going on with her now. Pero, yung parang, oh, like, we went out and then Pangina met this guy. Suddenly, the guy was with us. Like, biglang kasama nila pabalik na hotel. Yung ganon. So, it's a lot of fun. I think you will enjoy it. Cause,
yeah.
And also, it basically shows you, like, the things that could go wrong during a show. Yung parang nadula si Alexis Mateo.
Right.
And of course, everything was live. So, she had to parang recover. And like, basta ganun. It's a lot of fun. If you're a fan of Drag Race.
Right.
Because you already know these girls. So, you will enjoy the whole thing. And I love it. 2 episodes pa lang naman. So,
okay.
You can actually watch it. It's on WOW Presents Plus.
Okay.
Check it out. A lot of people are sending us their watch list. Chinito Ken says, Haikyuu movie today din.
Oh, really?
Ro says, naku, wag nyo nang panoorin yung Immaculate. Walang kwenta. Sayang oras.
Ay, talaga.
Talaga ba? Now I'm curious. Parang I really wanna watch it kasi for Sydney Sweeney since I'm a fan. From Helmarito, Shaman King. It's an anime.
Okay.
Or Shaman King. Flower sequel to that. Ano? Dainanouji? I don't know. All anime, I think. Famous Marcus says, The Jinx Season 2, part 2 of the 2015 Emmy-winning crime documentary of a New York real estate heir, Robert Durst. Ripley, a serialized version
that.
Of the
yes.
book.
End
or,
of the movie.
And movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley. One of my favorite movies, by the way. But I'm also curious. Together, docu on the treble-winning run of Manchester City FC. Aryan says, Quiet on Set, Immaculate, and Grey's Anatomy Season 20. Juice Blank says, X-Men 97, Justice League, Crisis on Infinite Earths, Dune Part 1 and Part 2. And also, ang daming watch list. Ang daming yung pinapanood. Mona says, Just finished watching University War Elite League last weekend. Think of it as physical 100, pero patalinuhan ang labanan. Ang daming cutes, cutie na smart. Fully clothed. Korean baby boys.
Grabe naman yun.
Fully clothed. Mm-hmm. FYI. MGMG says, agree. I did not like Immaculate. Weird siya.
Oh.
So ano, panoorin na ba natin? Kasi sabi nila, di naman daw.
Hindi, sabi nga nila, pangit.
Oh, pero even, ibig sabihin, hindi siguro ganun ka nakakatakot for them. Maybe
not
we can watch it. Well, I want to judge it like on my own. So okay. I probably will watch it this weekend.
Sige, kwento mo na lang sa akin.
John Paulo says, My watch list for today, Elevator, starring Paulo Avellino and Kylie Versosa. Now in cinemas, worth the wait ang movie.
Hmm. I mean, I will probably check it out. I will probably. I will probably check it out.
Kailan pa naging TMR taste test at TMR watch list to? Bakit yung tunog pang taste
Hindi
test?
Hindi nga, kasi interesting, di ba? Parang like, parang wow movie pero elevator yung title. Sige. Interesting.
Okay.
Fascinating. Scrump diddly dishes.
John Paulo also says watching Can't Buy Me Love. Malapit ng finale ng Dawn Bell series. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And we're getting a lot more. We'll try to read more when we go live. We're about to go live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. So we hope you guys can join us. Facebook.com/RX931. Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Mila Rotzi for the topic. Happy for you.
And we're live on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
/RX931. We are also on YouTube Live and Twitch. That's RX931 for everything. If you're listening to us on the road, thank you so much for keeping it locked. You can listen to us anywhere. Just check out the app as well, RX931 on iOS and Android. Good morning to Missy. Thank you so much for what you sent over last night. And belated happy birthday again to Kat. Hello to Dilux and or Audie. A watch list for Audie Shogun, Fallout, and Conan Must Go.
I started Fallout last night. Same, I forgot.
Did you ever play it?
No, I did not. I remember.
I think it, Gino, talking to Gino about it. Because okay. I played this too for a little bit. Hello to Ariel, and also Ariel says, what's the Japanese song that you played before? The freak out song.
What? Yeah.
No, not that one actually. It's not Japanese. It's Hives and Syrup. I'm blessed.
Oh.
Thai, actually.
Oh, Thai.
Uh-uh. So, hello to... But parang... Oh, Thai.
Bakit? Oh, Thai.
Baba Ganoush says... Finally back to sending entries after 3 busy months of teaching in Sydney. Please read me.
Wow.
And also my husband Pelican Space thoughts. Hello to
welcome back.
Hello to Mitch. Good morning to Renz and to Max in the winter. Also saying hello to Richan, who says currently watching on YouTube Live while still working since 9 PM.
Wow.
Like 12 hours? It's already 9:27. Okay. Hardworking Richan. Hello to Advan Choi. Hello to your roommates, AJ and Harold. Also, John Paolo says, watch list, but I've watched, like some press con yesterday. Ang daming pasabog against Hybe. Press con of ADOR, ADOR CEO Min Hee Jin.
Oh, okay.
Ang lakas maka K-drama ng ganap.
Oh,
interesting. Hello to Yon Tifian, who also sent us her watch list. Finale this weekend of Queen of Tears.
Oh,
also, Midnight Photo Studio Lovely Runner. Gabriella Menzo says good morning. Hello to Juday and hello to Team ALV, Alvi, Althea, and Alfie. Or is it Ali? Hello to Tony, recovering from a motorcycle accident.
Oh no.
With my dislocated shoulder and rib injury. Oh my gosh, get well soon.
Get well soon.
Tony says, laughing with you guys is seriously a painful experience. I'm just saying. Itutuloy ko to. I just can't let my day pass without TMR. Oh, we're so grateful.
Get well soon, get well soon.
But yes, we hope you feel better soon. Hello to Lilo Boy and also to Dan and Henry. We have Jennifer Espiritu and Mar, also Jerome Santos. Hody H, Sophia, and Bon Voyage. Good morning to Anjali, and good morning to Pax as well. And Gino Detayan says, please give a birthday blunt for my friend Jester Chan, celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jester. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And that's it for greets.
Okay, so here we go. Let's jump into our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mila Rotzi. Happy for you. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
Nabasa na ang greets mo, na-play pa ang request mo, na-pick pa yung topic mo, at top entry ka pa sa topic na sinuggest mo. Why not?
Happy for you.
I know, right?
Kunin mo na. Sa'yo na ang corona.
And from Designer Dad.
Number 9.
Na-pat on the back ka ni boss kasi napasign napasign mo for a one-year deal si client sa company natin. Ikaw lang naman yung nag-abot ng papel while ako yung naghabol at kumausap. Pero why would that happen though? If you're the one who courted...
But hindi ikaw yung nag-abot diba? Ng papel.
Oh.
Partly your fault.
I will not be happy for you if that's the case.
That,
I mean, gets ko pa yung mini-mentor kita.
So you kind of assisted.
You kind of, you know, but you did the work. But, you know, it's like I mentored you. Then I'd be very happy for you.
But if that were the case na tipong literally siya lang yung nag-abot ng paper.
Ikaw yung nagtrabaho for it? No. From Queen of Deadma.
Number 8.
Mas mataas sa charts yung song mo kahit hindi ka naman makakanta ng live.
I mean,
I guess for pop stars.
That's
no?
Parang that's pretty normal.
You're not even talented. Or yung ni-remake niya yung song mo na hindi nag-hit. Tapos yung sa kanya nag-number one.
Yeah, that's terrible. And I mean, you feel bad. I mean, you will still earn from it, right?
For example, if I were Dolly Parton and Beyonce's version of my song, I Will Always Love You, becomes one of the biggest songs of all time in history. Of Whitney Houston. What did I say?
Beyonce. Jolene.
With Whitney Houston. Becomes one of the biggest songs of all time. I would be so happy for her and for me because I have hits. Ang mahirap yung hindi ka kilala. Wala kang hits of your own.
And then biglang yung the one song that could have been a hit.
Yeah.
Well, it became a hit for someone else.
Yes.
And no, parang people just aren't aware that you wrote it.
That I even exist. Mm-hmm. Then I'd feel a little hurt. I mean, I'd love it kasi somebody else made my song famous. Pero parang... Sana it was mine.
True.
You know what I mean? Pero kunyari, Prince, nothing compares to you. Number one hit for Sinead O'Connor.
He's already
Hello.
Prince.
Ang dami na niyang number one, di ba? So, doesn't really matter. Coming from, let me see, Juice Blank.
Number seven.
You got promoted despite not having any skill whatsoever except hurrying your way to the top. Which you did spectacularly.
I know.
Yourself, your way to the top. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I guess. Like, working your way to the top.
Still working hard, though.
It is work. It's a job. Different kinds of jobs.
Several jobs.
Several types of jobs.
In some cases.
It means magaling ka talaga sa work mo. Diba?
Tinrabaho mo yan.
You... And for Maxim the Winter.
Number six.
Madami akong naitulong sa'yo para makarating sa kinaroroonan mo. Kahit parang hindi mo naaalala. I'm still happy for you na nandiyan ka. Yung wala man lang parang like acknowledgement that you played a big part in getting me to where I am right now.
Not gonna lie, I would feel a bit miffed. I mean, if I were the person, alam ko naman na parang, oh, you wouldn't get there if it weren't for like my contribution. I would feel a type of way about it.
No, well, for sure. Because for me, like, you don't have to give me a trophy or a corona or anything like that. But
what's a little shout out?
It would
What's
be like, nice to acknowledge that
you don't
I played the part.
Or sometimes you don't even want like any sort of public acknowledgement. What you just want is like maybe a message from that person just saying, hey, thank you so much for, you know, doing this and that or whatever. And yeah.
Totoo. Kumaga ka kunyari nanalo ng Oscar. Kahit hindi ka kasama sa Oscar speech niya.
Just reach out to me.
Pero yung mag-DM ka. You know what?
At the very least.
I wouldn't be where I am today if not for you. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great. And from 7070.
Number five.
Happy for you. Kasi nakita kong may pantal ka. But when I look closer, ay, chikinini pala. Carry on. I'm very happy for you.
I haven't heard that word in a while.
I know, right? Chikinini. Wasn't there a song? Yung mga tipong parokya or something. Ay, Diyos ko, Lord. Hindi ba parang like one of those like rock anthems na chikinini yung title? Hindi ba? Am I mistaken? Am I imagining things? Wala bang chikinini?
Let me look.
Parokya, see?
Yes, parokya.
Chikinini, meron.
Chickeny, there is a song
See,
called
See, I told you.
Okay, let's hear it for a little bit lang para.
Because I remember we played this.
Chickeny. We're playing it, by the way, but you can't hear it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, but on...
Chickeny.
But parang Santo Caballo.
It does. It sounds like Santo Caballo. Kala ko banal na.
Parang banal na aso.
Yeah,
it kind of
sounds
Caballo.
Like that. Yeah.
Oo,
parang
nga, no?
I'm not that familiar with the song.
I kind of remember it na.
You played it.
I remember. Uh-oh. Like it's not as big as the others, pero like I do remember na meron yung. Yun nga, parang ang banal na aso.
Interesting. Let me listen to
Actually,
that.
Parang ganun nga yata. Sabi ni Juice Blanc, yung hihihi, ginawa nilang cheeky.
Well, yeah, it sounds
so
exactly
I guess it's a
like,
parody of the song?
Maybe.
Or a loose reinterpretation of it?
Parang spoof daw nga nung banal na aso.
Okay, that's why. Okay. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number four.
Ako yung nagpakain at nag... aaruga sa kanya the whole day. Pero ikaw yung kahogi-wogi niyo sa gabi. Yun nga, sometimes for pets, yung parang, you're the one who does all the, you know,
all the hard work.
The motherly work. Pero pagdating sa lambing-lambing, mas gusto niya yung isa.
Pero si Church naman parang
ay, both
nagpapalambing
yan.
Sa
both
inyo
yan,
pareho.
Both. Kasi more of ano eh, sa akin yung parang pag if he doesn't feel well, sa akin siya tatakbo. Pero pag harutan, yun, kay Baby Whale, yung mga ano nila.
So, magaling pala si Baby Whale sa rough play.
Sabi
mo, harutan.
Oo. Minsan nga, sinasabihan ko na yung masyadong rough. Diba? So, like, hindi, like, kunyari nga, minsan kasi, like, si Sinai, kinukurot niya. So, gaganon. So, like, stop. Ganon. Stop it. Yeah, parang ganon. Parang like, minsan napagalitan. Mm-hmm.
Mahina ka naman pala. You can't handle it.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
Happy for you. It took me months to gain my colleague's dog's trust because she was abused as a puppy. But aww, for you, it only took 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but I'd love it for the dog. So it means, alam mo yun, nakahanap siya ng safe space.
Yeah.
Na diba nakahanap siya ng tao na parang maluwag agad yung loob niya. Oh yeah, I'd be happy for that person.
TikTok account na pinakita ko sa iyo, si Maddie, the Chihuahua, and her fur mom, who basically rescued her. Parang, she was so traumatized, like, before. Konting, you can't even, like, you couldn't touch her.
Yeah.
Yung tipong, hindi pa, wala pang contact yung skin to fur.
Yeah.
Ganun na siya. Like, always growling, always try to bite her. Pero wala na nga kasi siyang teeth.
Aww.
So, toothless bites naman. Pero may, ganun siya. Pero parang, after a while, she eventually learned to accept
to trust
touch and
yeah. Gusto ko yun. Like when they're medyo feral sometimes or yun nga, medyo merong mga trust issues or abuse.
And then you win them
tapos
over.
Tapos yung bago nilang fur parent will be so loving. And then, kumbaga, they teach them to love again. I love those videos so much.
So
yung parang ano, it gives you hope that there's a second chance at life.
Yeah.
That no matter how horrible your experience, parang it's possible.
And you're just happy
your
for
home.
And you're just so happy for them kasi parang at least you get to experience it at least once
yun,
in their lives.
Yun. Sabi ni John Cena, ay, toothless bite, nakakakiliti yun. Ay nako.
Don't do it on Facebook. It's giving Lola, parang walang teeth.
Sabi ni Juice Blanc, yung stop it. Ni Chico, parang, sige pa. Sabi naman ni Jamie, oo nga, may hagod yung kanyang stop it. Hindi kasi nga, parang like, you know, like, stop. From Tampupo and Moonbeals Girl.
Number two.
Nakakailang tweet na ako about celebrity crush. Never ako pinansin. You did it once, tas quote tweet ka kaagad. Baka lang kasi it
timing
resonated.
Hindi, or minsan timing.
Timing.
Kasi you have no idea kung gaano sila like di ba, kung gaano karami yung nakukuha nilang messages, like tags and stuff.
And the type of tweet. Kasi like, for example, when you're just saying, I'm your biggest fan, I love you so
generic.
Much. Then what will I respond to?
And they see that all the time.
And they see that all the time. But if you bring up something that requires either a response or a reaction.
Yeah.
Then most likely, they'll either reply or quote tweet it.
Yeah, but that's how I got Roger Federer to quote
right?
tweet me.
Oh.
But I basically responded to like one of his tweets na parang, hindi yung parang, oh my gosh, I'm your biggest fan, Roger, whatever. Hindi ganun. It was like me just reacting like I would to any other friend na
right,
who
right.
would post something like that.
Pero ba't nagiging nasal yun?
Oh, I'm so Roger.
Oh, you tweeted me, ah.
I mean, like, I'm Roger.
Roger.
And the top. And nakakatawa, you don't even realize it. You're not even nagpapakyut. Like, you literally just mentioned the name Roger.
Roger.
Maging bango mo. Umalaba sa ilong, nakakainis. Ay, nako. Comes from Rice Rice Baby.
Rice Rice Baby says,
ang nakatuluyan mo, maganda na, matalino pa, at career-oriented. Ever since naging kayo, naging successful ang buhay mo. I'm happy for you.
Oh.
Me talking to my husband.
Oh! You lucky dog.
So, yeah. I'm so happy for you for meeting me.
Congratulations.
So there you go. We've got another batch coming right up, but we'll stay on Facebook Live.
So join us on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And time for the final Top 10 for today.
Yes, but... final greets from X. Good morning to Kiko Man Machine. Also to Mayo and Juice Black. Hello to Choi. Hello to Ready Ferdy. Which queen are you rooting? Are you guys rooting for in All Stars 9? I'm Team Plastique and Team Roxy, says Red. I'm Team Roxy and Team Vanjie. But I also love Plastique, so yes. Hello to, let's see, Archer, and good morning to everybody in the comment section. Julia says good morning, Hazel and Chico. Hello to John and Hansel. Also, what's up to Chef Sheffin, and to everybody in the comment section who enjoyed the whole, like, setup
thing. Sa ano daw 10 pesos?
Hello to Mitch. Hindi 10 pesos sa akin.
When you... yan, yung pay.
No.
Oh?
Mine's 25.
Ay, bakit sabi niya? Sabi ni MJ.
How are you doing that?
Ayan, no? 10 pesos lang ang fee when you reload pag online or...
Because I use the app.
Oh.
And I get charged 25.
Hmm.
Pag, like, transfer to another bank.
Okay. AC says, advance happy birthday to my son, RD, who's turning 16 this Sunday. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, 25. Oh, see, everybody's saying 25 sa akin eh. I get charged 25 bucks every time.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Let's do a giant batch of the top 10, courtesy of Millerazzi. Happy for you. Fitz Villafuerte says, nagpasama lang ako sa'yo sa audition. Pero ikaw ang napansin ng casting group. Tapos, ikaw yung nabigyan ng recurring role sa teleserye.
Oh, well, that happens a lot.
A lot.
Minsan nga, ano pa eh, like your own brother or sister.
That's true.
Your best friend.
Si Dina Bonnevie, when we guested on her show, that was her kwento. Like, it was her sister who wanted to join parang a pageant. Sinamahan niya.
Uh-huh.
Siya yung parang na-scout. And she ended up winning it.
Also, Christine Hermosa.
Oh.
I believe that's her story.
Parang ganun din.
It was her older sister that really wanted to be an artista, pero parang she was the one that got the bigger break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Mike Ferrer says, dinala kita sa sinapupunan ko for 9 months. Tapos pinadede pa kita for a few more. Pero the first word you ever spoke as a baby was Papa.
Oh.
Madali pa naman ng mama.
Or dada.
Kasi di ba mama, di ba papa, parang it's a more implosive consonant. Mama kasi parang it's like humming. Like, mama. Literally, you're just humming and then open your mouth. Mama. Yung papa kasi kailangan, pa.
More than papa, so parang dada.
Dada pwede rin kasi parang ta. Right? So, like, I don't know.
But parang ang creepy mo maging baby?
Bakit? What did I do? Okay,
ulit ka yung mama mo. Paano yung mama?
Parang mama, papa, matata.
Kung ganyan naman yung baby ko, parang medyo. mama, parang, oh my God. Nangyari? Anak, okay ka lang ba dyan? I'd be terrified. Alam mo, kaya okay talaga yung I don't wanna have children kasi kung ganyan yung baby.
Can you imagine?
I promise you.
Karga-karga.
I promise you, ipapasa ko na lang sa
karga-karga mo yung baby mo. Mama, papa, tata. Parang na, it's scary. It's very scary.
I cannot.
And also, from 7070, dati ikaw yung pinakagwapo sa grupo ng mga pangit. Ngayon, ikaw na yung pinakapangit sa grupo ng mga gwapo. Pag inisip mo, step up pa rin yan. I'm happy for you.
Kasi parang naka-join ka na sa, ibig sabihin, good enough to join.
Para ka ng small squad. Fish in a big pond. Right. As opposed to being the big fish in the small pond. Yeah. Diba? Mm-hmm. Ako, I agree. It's still a step up. Like, yeah, even if sure. I'm like bottom of the barrel dun
you
sa...
You can work your way up.
Yeah. Right? Rhyme and Reason says, true story, in our school, you get the literary award if you are automatic award siya for being the editor-in-chief of the school paper. But in my sister's batch, it was the rare batch that there were two editors-in-chief.
Oh!
And it was awarded to the other one. kasi nga, isa lang ang pwede
I wasn't award. The editor-in-chief. It was my best in March.
Oh.
But I was news editor.
I was an editor. At saka not school paper, yung
yearbook.
I was one of
basically
the
same lang din yung sa amin. Parang kami lang, kami din yung mga nasa school paper, kami din yung sa yearbook.
Parang no, I was not part of the school paper. Queen of Deadma says nakakapag social media ka pa during office hours kasi petics talaga yung trabaho mo, not because your petics but your work itself gives you enough time to go on social media, samantalang ako wiwi lang ang pahinga sa trabaho.
Well, I mean, unless it's part of your job too.
Yun nga.
Diba? Sometimes kasi I do feel like it's complicated, especially if you work in entertainment, for example.
Yeah.
Medyo some people might think, ay naku, nagbabrowse na naman ng ano. But then it's part of your job because you need to, like for us, we need to stay updated constantly. Related kasi siya. So mahirap. Mahirap mong mag-gauge na are you doing that for work?
That's
or are
true.
You doing that for leisure, for fun?
Oh, and okay, you know what? Just going back to that. Cheryl was saying, if you click cash in, then transfer from local banks. You have to link it first. The charge will only be 5 pesos.
Oh, okay. Kasi ganito. Look into it. The thing is, when I load my I don't load it from I load it from my bank app. So what I do is I open my bank app and then I transfer fund the like my from my bank app. Baka ang sinasabi ni Cheryl parang maybe I guess you start from
yun ang gawin mo. The charge
I haven't tried. I haven't tried.
Try mo.
It's always been kasi I'm used nasa template na yung from the
hello,
bank app.
Hello, that's 20 pesos.
Yeah, 20. Oh, grabbing 25 every single time.
Oh, try that. From Simply Nedge, ako yung big winner, super talented, pero mas maganda ka and mas maraming followers at connections. Kaya post contest, naging mas successful ka.
That happens.
I'm still happy for you. I mean, it is the game. So if let's say ako ang bala ko talent, ikaw bala mo ganda. Parang to a weird degree, it evens out in the end.
And also it evens out na you won the prize.
Yeah.
So, hindi man niya napanalunan the prize, at least yung, in terms of followers, dun siya nanalo. Meaning, they will also have a good career after whatever contest.
That's true.
Diba? So, pareho lang kayo.
Pareho
hopefully,
din naman.
hopefully pareho kayong maging successful.
Galactus Intolerance says, you get to do what you're passionate about without having to worry about your finances. On the other hand, I don't have the luxury to take that risk.
Mm.
Parang yung ano, like I was reading this ano, yung the one who created MySpace. Parang he immediately after MySpace exploded, he sold it for $500 million and disappeared.
Wow.
Not disappeared like missing persons disappeared, like off the grid. Like, and then one of the parang words of wisdom niya, parang retirement isn't about quitting work or stopping work. It's stopping the work that you do for money.
Yeah.
Because now you do the work that you want.
My gosh, I think that's
the... so wise.
It's like the best
thing. So inspirational.
To still continue doing what you love to do.
What you love.
But without depending on it for your livelihood.
For your livelihood, exactly. And Al Macchiato says, my husband, true story, is so affable that my friends and even my former boss would still give him gifts. They never gave me any gifts.
What?
One friend even recorded him a birthday greeting from Alden Richards.
Now that's strange.
Yung parang they love him so much. But when you think about it...
But mas love nila siya kaysa sa'yo.
Pero if it's your SO, parang you're okay with it? Because it's like...
As a bagay, your co-workers loving your SO more than they love you.
Ay, parang, pangit pala yun. Pangit
parang
pala.
Pwede nga.
Parang ayoko pala
parang
yun.
Parang I see it happening. I see it happening. May chance naman na ganun.
Parang ano.
Pwede.
Ekis tayo dyan.
Or pwede namang ilalove kayo evenly ng SO mo.
Evenly.
Parang ang tawag doon, throuple.
Oh, pero yung isa kasing combination parang lasso. Parang lasso. And from Rice Rice Baby. Ang dami mong followers and likes kasi ang ganda ng mga pictures mo. Kahit alam naman natin yung totoo na iba talaga itsura sa personal.
It's all about the editing.
It's curating. Yeah.
The filter, all of that.
Rhyme and Reason says, dahil punuan, inabangan kong ma-vacant yung isang table sa restaurant. Dahil na-OC ako, tinanggal ko muna yung trays at saka basura tapos nilinis ko. Tapos nung nilagay ko na yung trays sa disposal bin, paglingon ko, inoccupy na ng isang pamilya yung table. Pero sige na nga, I'm happy for you. Kahit ako'y naglinis.
Then again, yeah, just consider it your good deed.
Parang good deed
for the day.
Totoo. Mga ganyan ako. Like,
alam maliit yung, na bagay naman. Pwede
kung maliit naman na bagay, it's like, bigay mo na sa kanila.
Yeah, I agree.
7070 says, happy for you, nainitan kami ngayon, pero buti na lang, mahangin ka pa rin.
Hindi ka nauubusan
yan. Hindi ka nauubusan yan. And Fitz Villafuerte says, maaga kami sa airport. Tapos ikaw, munti ka nang maiwan last minute. Tapos, nung nag-check-in tayo, ikaw yung nabigyan ng free upgrade to business class. Kasi minsan random yan.
Totoo. But I'd be jealous.
I would be so jealous. Lanang, you were there so early. Maxim the Winter says, to my office mate, na... Sorry. Rice Rice Baby muna. Dahil na-convince ka na yung favorite artist mo talaga yung nakasalubong mo sa mall. Kahit obvious naman, nakahawig lang. Okay, fine. I'm happy for you.
Give na natin.
Kung yun ang gusto mong isipin.
Let them live in their fantasy world.
And from Fitz Villafuerte, ako ang original na nag-post. Pero yung repost mo yung nag-viral. I'm thinking, I'm happy for you.
Well, sometimes kasi when they have more followers, so mas malaki reach nila.
Yeah.
It's more likely na magbaviral sila versus you.
I guess. From Rice Rice Baby, happy for you sa nakapulot na gold necklace ko. You will never know how important that heirloom is.
Oh, no.
But I hope you cherish it. Alam ko namang hindi mo naman ninakaw, malamang napulot mo lang.
But still.
Alagaan mo na lang. And the two tops. Happy for you comes from Maxim the Winter and Queen of Deadma.
They both say.
Queen of Deadma says, binibigay lang ng magulang mo yung mga bagay na pinag-iipunan ko ng ilang taon. But that's the way it is. I'm happy for you.
Oh, you know those people.
At least you didn't have to work for it.
Oh, it's your 16th birthday? Let me get you a new car.
Yun eh.
It now you're like an adult, you're 21. Let me get you a
condo.
Girl,
tapos tayo nag monthly amortization.
Oh my God!
And for Maxim the Winter, but I doubt kung si Maxim to.
Sige, let's hear it.
To my office mate na na-witness ko yung hardships and tears just to have a baby. Happy for you na finally an angel has come. Kaya go, take all the leaves and rest you need. I'll cover for you. Parang feeling ko na-hack yung account niya.
Who is she? I mean,
hindi si Maxim to.
Or feeling ko ano lang, mm-mm, ayaw niya lang makita yung coworker niya. Kaya take all the leaves you want.
Take all the leaves you want. And tsaka ito, it's not just about taking all the leaves. Ah. She will cover for her.
Hmm. Interesting. Ay, yan. Nahack to.
Nahack
to. I therefore conclude. For hacked.
Sure. Okay, so what about us?
Interesting. Happy for you.
Oh my God. Ano tayo? Yung sarcastic or yung legit? Kailangan sarcastic yata.
Sige.
Dapat sarcastic. Yung deep inside. Yung ni-resent mo.
Let me think. Kanina ba ako, ano?
Okay, for me talaga. For me talaga. Even if you got something that I want badly, I will be happy for you if you don't gloat. Like, to me specifically. Mm. Yeah, like, you know, I can actually be a very mature,
you know, loser.
Loser. Like, if I can see that there is some sort of effort from you to like ease the pain a little bit. Yung alam ko na parang medyo, kahit actually hindi naman yung you'll go out of your way to make me feel better. Pero yung alam ko na conscious ka that I probably feel horrible that you got something that I want badly. Alam mo, we're good. And I can, like, from the bottom of my heart, without any hint of resentment, say that I'm happy for you. Kasi at least you're a gracious winner. Mas nanggigigil ako pag nag-gloat. Kasi parang ikaw na nga yung nanalo. Tapos yung ingungud-ngud mo pa yung mukha ko dun sa fact na, na natalo ako.
Pero wala, may kilala ka ba na mahilig mag-gloat pag nanalo?
Meron. Madami.
Really?
Well, I'm not. Well, maybe not gloat to my face, but gloat. Yeah. So for me, parang like I'm willing to like be very gracious about it. If yung parang medyo may konting respect ka naman for how I feel. Kasi lalo na kasi kunyari if we're like just random competitors in the Olympics, then obviously you don't care how I feel. Mm. Pero yung kunyari like we're friends. And then you got something that I've always wanted. I would appreciate if there's a little bit of like, alam mo yung, oops, I know na gusto niya to. So like, I'll just be a little careful. Mm. You know, like celebrating in front of you.
For me, I think like when it comes to small things, I might get a little gloaty, but only if it's not serious.
And then, like, kunyari drag race. Fine, di ba?
Like, or if it's like a little, pero yung kunyari, it's something just a little that's game a, that we're playing, I can be gloaty.
Oh, yeah, no,
but
I don't
like,
mind
if
that.
If it's something major, yeah, if it's na major. Alam ko na, oh my gosh, na gusto talaga niya to, eh, but it, you know, it went to me, I'd be more mindful of how I act around
Hello,
you.
Trash talking is not included. I mean, trash talking, hello, obviously. You know, I enjoy that. Pero yung I'm talking about, like, if it's really serious. Yung kunyari, medyo... Yun nga, kunyari, yung... Kunyari, sinagot ka nung crush ko. Yung mga ganon. Tas best friend kita. Tas ikaw yung sinagot ng crush. Yung medyo, there's a little beep-beep. And you don't go, like...
Ako yung ano siguro. Oh, you broke another record. Another tennis record. Happy for you.
Right?
So happy. Oh, you broke another existing record set by my favorite. Happy for you.
Mm-mm. Ganon. Oh. All right.
Bilang na.
But there you go. You know what? We grow more mature every day.
Actually, I'm happy for you. Well, not even towards, you know, mama bitch.
But like, maybe your barkada who supports.
Diba? Diba, Marge? Diba, Rai? Hardcore, ano dyan?
Mga hardcore.
Mitch fans. Hovac, Hovmitch.
Hovmitch?
Sige, happy for you. Okay. Alam mo, may isa pa akong kilala na fan.
Mm.
Si David. David, as in...
Our former...
Yes!
Like, si ano rin, JC. Dagdag pa natin. Tinawag mo pang friend kanina.
Forget I said that.
Right?
Oh my God. But yes, I'm happy for you, I guess. Okay lang. Okay lang.
Hindi, pero for me, pagdating sa mga ganyan, yung mga rooting for in a contest, that doesn't count. Like, we can trash talk and be gloaty and that's fine. I'm talking about more like personal.
Personal.
Pag personal, like, yung kunyari, you're up for the same promotion, tapos mag-best friend kayo, tapos na-promote yung isa. Eh, parang, alam mo yun, I'll just tone it down a little bit when you're there.
Yeah.
And then when you're not there, then I can be like, yes! You know, like, kasi deserve mo naman, di ba? And you deserve to celebrate. Pero pag alam mong at the expense of somebody who's also close to you, yung medyo tone it down a little bit when they're there, and it's like,
yeah.
Ooh, I guess I got the promotion.
For me, kasi it would be difficult to even say I'm happy for you, even if alam mo yun.
And kung ikaw yung
I'm not even gonna be sarcastic about it. I'm probably just not gonna say it. I'm gonna say congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. And if ikaw naman yung nakakuha, understand na lang.
Kung hindi man niya sabihin niya happy sabihin for you, or sabihin man niya yun, but you
and
know
then,
na they're
don't take
not
it against
being
them.
Sincere. Yeah, it's fine. Like, whatever. But anyway, thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Monday.
Yes.
So enjoy the rest of the weekend. I will be back though tonight for Countdown Top 7 from 7 to 8. And also on Sunday, I'll be here. I will be on from 11 to 3.
Can we binyag another nickname for you?
What?
The Countess of the Countdown.
The Countess!
Can we? Can we go? And the Countess of the Countdown will be back later.
Pero hindi nakakabata yung Countess.
Countess? Bakit? You can, it's like just a, you can be as old or as young. It's a title.
I don't want to be a Countess.
A Countess?
I want to be a queen. Because that's what I am. Anyway, we're going to go. Stick around only on Summer's Hottest Monster. RX 93.1. Bye.
Bye.